Dreamscape presents The Disappeared by Christina Olsson, narrated by Justine Eyre. In films, murders are always very clean. I show how difficult it is and what a messy thing it is to kill a man. Alfred Hitchcock. Past premiere. When the film begins, she has no idea what she is about to see. Nor does she realize what devastating consequences this film and the decisions she then makes will have on the rest of her life. She has placed the projector on the coffee table, and the film is showing on the screen, which she hastily dug out of the storeroom and set up in the middle of the floor. To get the angle right, she's propped the projector up on a book, Ira Levin's A Kiss Before Dying. A friend gave it to her for Christmas, and she hasn't yet plucked up the courage to read it. The sound of the projector as it feeds the film through sounds like hail tapping against a window pane. The room is in darkness, and she is alone in the house. She can't explain why she was curious about the film right from the start. Perhaps it's because she can't remember having seen it before, or because she feels there is a reason why it has been kept hidden from her. The first frame shows a room. She is sure it looks familiar. The picture is gloomy, the focus slightly blurred. Someone has covered all the windows with sheets, but the daylight still finds its way in. There are a lot of windows. They seem to go all the way up to the ceiling. The film continues. The picture grows sharper. A door opens, and a young woman appears. She hesitates in the doorway. She seems to be saying something. She looks toward the camera with a tentative smile. The picture bobs.